Hello, people, and welcome to another episode on the 10 Minutes of UX podcast after a very, very long break. I think it's been like 3 weeks break. But that's that. I'm sorry for everyone who has been expecting a new episode and never got one in the past 3 weeks. And so that's why I decided to put out this episode today, which is Friday, so it doesn't extend into next week, and I have like a four weeks break. Welcome back. We're going to start the design system series today and see how long it's going to run, and that'll be that. You still have Praise UX as your host on the podcast, and why did I stay away for 3 weeks? I think I can give three reasons. I think the first one is, this is the first one, and I'm putting it first because it's like the main one. I had recorded the episodes on design systems previously, but when I listened to them again before publishing, I discovered that I didn't make it as easy and simple as it should be for anyone. And this is what I mean. Reading through, doing my research on design systems, pattern libraries, style guides, UI component, component library, and all of that. Many of the articles online, many of the resources online are very, very complex, that if you've not practiced it, if you do not know it and understand it, just learning it as a concept without that practical knowledge could be very difficult. And so I was recording that episode, and I was using a lot of jargons and terms that only someone who already understands design systems would be able to relate to it. And I wanted to make it very simple for people who have never heard about design systems or do not even understand the concept of design systems or have never even tried design systems. And so the first thing I had to do was to reach out to people who I knew that understood design system and ask them to speak to me about it. And speak to me about it like I've never heard about it, like I'm a newbie to design system. But then I also discovered the same thing with them, that while speaking to me about it, they were also the way they explained it wasn't as simple or as easy as I wanted it. I could easily comprehend because I already understood design systems. And so I had to do like a whole lot of refining, a whole lot of researching before recording. So that's number one. Number two, I was really, really busy with work. I was really busy with work, and in fact, I even had to travel to work as well. And so I thought I could record while I was away, but it wasn't possible. And I think the third one was like I had to write an exam, and so like I had to stay away and just focus on reading for the exams and all of that. But I'm back, and I've done more in-depth research, and I can exactly explain DS, design system, to you like a baby. So let's get into what is design system. I'm not going to give you one big definition, but rather this is what I'm going to say. Design system is design system comprises of three things: style guides, pattern library, and component library, UI component libraries. And so I'm going to take out each of these things, explain them, and then come back to now define design system. So your style guide, just like you already have, or you already know how brands go about preparing the documentation on, this is how the brand should look like, this is what our logo should look like, this is the use of the logo, this is our typography, this is the colors, this is the use of the colors, and all of that. That exactly is what you have as your style guide. So what I want to do is I'm not going to put an exact definition. Instead, I'm going to explain things to you. That exactly is what you have as style guide. So for a lot of brands, yeah, what we call branding style guide. So as a designer, when you get a project, the first thing you may want to ask is, oh, do you have a style guide? And so the company or the brand may provide you with one PDF or a documentation where you can read about them, how the brand came about, this is their logo, how the logo was created, the way to use the logo, this is their typography, this typography is for print, this typography is for digital, this typography is for emails and all of that. This is our colors, this is the way we use our colors, imagery, we use just human elements, or we use abstract elements and all of that. So that exactly is what you have as a style guide. Basically, it's guiding the style, if there's anything like that. Next is pattern library. Pattern library is what you have as your buttons, your input feeds, your checkboxes, your cards, all of those little UI components that come together to form a complete design is what you have at your pattern library. And basically, you are having pattern libraries because you want to maintain consistency across a brand. And so you've moved now from having style guide into pattern libraries, and these pattern libraries contains everything that you would need when designing, every pattern you would need when designing, if there's anything like that. So that's why you see sometimes people would have they'll build out buttons, they'll build out icons, they'll build out input fields, they'll build out tables, all of those little elements that you use in designing either a mobile if you are designing for mobile, if you are designing for web, all of those little things are the pattern library. And basically, you know that your pattern library has to conform to this, to what you have in your style guide, has to conform to what you want as a brand as well. And this pattern library, some persons want to call them reusable components, which is also correct as well. They can be reused everywhere across that brand and remain consistent. Next, I'm going to move to component library. Component library was the most, if there's anything like that, the most difficult for me to grasp and explain. And this is what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people have different concepts about it, but for my in-depth research I've done and readings and watching of videos and all of that, I would explain it this way. Component libraries now go a step higher than the pattern library. So what you have in your pattern library, you now at this point decide to convert them into components, and not just components, UI components, but with code as well. So you are adding codes to it. And so as a designer, you're able to use this, and your developers also are able to make use of this component library. And so today you have So today, if you are typing, you have React component libraries and different component libraries. And sometimes, if your team is very, very vast, you will be using tools like Storybook. I'm trying to remember the next one now. This is bad of me anyway, but I know Storybook very well. You've been using like Storybook to document. Some persons use Notion, but I don't know how. I've not discovered how robust Notion can be when it comes to having codes as well. But then that's that. So component library is a step higher. UI component library is a step higher. You are combining these patterns and moving them into reusable codes. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Reusable code components. Now, what is a design system? Design system is the sum up of all of these things. So when you see definitions like, oh, the design system is a complete set of design standards, documentation, and principles, is the sum of all of these things. And not to forget, your tone of language as well is also covered in this. Many style guides also have their tone of language. But if you want to take it a step higher, in your pattern library as well, your copy your copy would also be involved and built. So design system now is the aggregate. Let me put it that way. Design system is the sum up of all of these things. The documentation of your style guide, of your pattern library, of your UI component library, or the principles of all of these things. When you see people say, oh, the complete set of design standards, the complete set of documentation, a principle guiding UI toolkit for an organization to achieve design standards, all of those big grammars, design system brings everything together, and then that's when you can now say, oh, we have a working design system, or we have a design system in our organization. Now, you don't exactly need to have all of these things working completely. A brand may have just a style guide and a pattern library, but they've not gotten up the UI component, the component library, and that's completely fine, because design systems do not just happen immediately. It's something that people work on for a very long time. Yeah, from my experience, I'm currently working on a design system at my company where I work, and we're taking our time. So we have things like sprints. So this sprint, our focus may just be on iconography. The next sprint, our focus may just be on input feeds. The next one is just on checkboxes and all of that. And it's a very, very long and continuous process until you achieve that level of consistency, both on the design side of things and on the development side of things. At this point, I think I'm going to stop now, and in the next episode, I'm going to talk about why you need a design system, or the advantages of a design system, and how you can go ahead to like create one or work with one. But till then, there's no breaking transmission. Next week, you would get a new episode from me, and bye.